News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good afternoon. We are expecting a chance of showers and storms through the overnight tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies, a low around 68. It's 4:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. The White House is stepping up their consultations with members of Congress before President Obama makes a decision on military action against Syria. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has more from the White House.
President Obama personally called House Speaker John Boehner about Syria a few hours before a briefing for other members of Congress from administration officials. Some military action is expected. Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest insists U.S. security interests are involved.
We know they are sitting on a large stockpile of chemical weapons. They've demonstrated a willingness to use it.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe opposes intervention, saying the president is acting out of political necessity.
He painted himself in a corner with his red line comment without defining what a red line was, but now he knows he has to do something.
Inhofe also says a U.S. military weakened by recent budget cuts shouldn't be further strained. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
More Wisconsin banks are earning money than a year ago, but the growth of their earnings has slowed down. The FDIC says 17 banks in the Badger State lost money from April through June. That's down from 23 banks that were in the red the same quarter of 2012. Fast food workers across the nation are fighting today for a better wage and the right to unionize. Milwaukee has had three such rallies this summer, and while today's organized events are mainly in big cities, places like Wausau are also taking part. Organizers here are bringing out people from Wendy's, Hardee's, and Radio Shack. They are out at the corner of Rib Mountain Drive and Morning Glory Lane in Rib Mountain at this hour. In sports, a federal judge has announced an out-of-court settlement today in a lawsuit involving over 4,500 former NFL players. The NFL will be spending three-quarters of $1 billion on payouts in connection with the concussion scandal. The NFL has denied wrongdoing. A settlement would most likely prevent the league from having to release internal evidence about what it knew and when. Sports tonight, it's the Packers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Tonight's game is more than just an exhibition to Chiefs general manager John Dorsey. He was a Packers player and an executive for about 25 years before he left to run his own front office with the Chiefs. We'll have pregame at 5 o'clock. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast is brought to you by Wiz Computer Repair of Mosinee. Get a computer tune-up for just $65 at Computer Repair of Mosinee. For hours and directions, visit computerrepairofmosinee.com. We are expecting a chance of showers and storms through the overnight, mostly cloudy, a low around 68. Showers and storms continuing on Friday with a high near 84. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.